looking at a shot outside of Candlestick Park in sunny San Francisco, where the Giants made darn sure not to leave their hearts there, coming away with a very impressive 26-3 victory. Giants approved to 4-2. The Niners dropped to 4-2. How you doing, everybody? I'm Russ Salzberg, and welcome once again to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex, here on My Nine. Joining me, as always, my colleagues Roman Oman and Monty Toomer. Howard Cross will join us shortly. Right off the bat, guys, the Giants had three plays in the first 13 minutes, weathered the storm, and just was businesslike from that point on.
Well, I think you just saw the whole momentum shift. Like you said, 24 plays, 49ers, three plays, the Giants. You only come up with 3 points, and the Giants took advantage of that. The momentum shifted completely from the second quarter on. Six sacks, I mean, 150-plus yards. I mean, they almost played the way you thought the 49ers were going to play coming to this game, as Tom Coughlin alluded to all week. You know, no one gave us a chance. No one gave us a chance. That's what gave the Giants, I think, momentum to win this football game.
I think when you go down to the foundation of what this game was, the offensive line for the Giants really dominated up front, allowing Ahmad Bradshaw to get running for 100-plus yards and also not giving up any sacks, making Justin Smith just another Justin Smith.
You know, I spoke to Tom Coughlin earlier in the week, and I said to him, you can't expect another 200-yard game from Ahmad Bradshaw, but what do you need to win? And he said, why not expect another 200-yard game? But Ahmad is running like the old Ahmad that we were talking about, north and south, running like the little big man that he is.
It helps when you got somebody behind you and David Wilson running. The best thing for an aging back to play good, to play well, to play hard again, is to put somebody younger behind him after in the first round. That kind of sparks his fire a little bit.
Well, I think Bradshaw's going to be upset that you called him aging, but look at 300 yards over the last two games. That's half of his totals all of last season. He's really renewed himself these last two games. But today, the way he did it, 49ers hadn't given up a 100-yard rusher in what, 4 years? Tremendous.
We watched it from up here. Let's see how it sounded from right down at the sideline where our colleague Howard Cross was. Howard, again, it looked very impressive. I thought that first quarter we were talking about, they weathered the storm. The Niners tried to throw whatever they could at the ground. Giants just came back from that point on and took over.
Guys, you got to really appreciate how well the defensive line played as well, getting hits on the quarterback. The moment they started to hit Alex Smith, the game kind of shifted instantly. They were getting closer and closer and stopping the run, but when they had to drop back and throw the ball, they hit him over and over again. And I heard you guys talking a lot about Ahmad Bradshaw. Think about this, guys. Ahmad was basically the only back running the ball during the game. That harks back to the days of Emmitt Smith and Barry Sanders, when it was like one-back systems and not split time between backs. That's really impressive if you think about it.
Howard, going back to this running game, and this is the question I was going to ask you, do you think the confidence of rushing for 200 yards off 30 carries last week really led to what Ahmad Bradshaw on that offensive line was able to do against a pretty good 49ers defensive front?
I think what happened was, you know, when the game when he rushed for 200 yards, he saw, going back a couple games even, Andre Brown running downhill, letting the blocks develop, staying with the zone blocking scheme, stepping up, following your block, waiting for them to get up and engage the linebacker and just pushing the pile, and all of a sudden stuff opens up for you. He's not darting and cutting back as much. He's really running downhill, following his blocks. A guy that's being blocked is harder for him to tackle than a guy that's free.
We talked about the offensive lines and how well they played. We talked about how well the defensive line played. But what about the secondary? Antrell Roll, two interceptions, and Prince Amukamara has an interception as well. Talk to us a little about the game plan going in, and why were they able to cause Alex Smith to force him into those turnovers?
You know what? Again, you got to give a lot of kudos to the defensive line. They came up a lot, made big plays. And then Perry Few, having his guys in the right spot and coaching them up to understand, they go back and back again over and over. They step into the passing lane and knocking it down.
Hey, Howard, you got to fix your tie. It's a little off to the left here. But anyway.
That's messed up. That's messed up.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks, Howard.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Listen to you.
He's a fashionista now, man. Fix your ties.
The most important fashionable comment of the afternoon. Really, that was a very impressive victory. Some people are saying, well, Coughlin, there weren't a lot of people giving the Giants a chance to win. That happens to be true. Everybody was picking against the Giants this week, you know, and especially because the game was in San Francisco. This is one of their most impressive regular season victories you could ever manage to go into a team. You know, the Niners have been dubbed, if you will, the it team this year, the team that is destined. They got close last year.
were supposed to go, maybe get to the Super Bowl this year, and they still might.
Yeah, but when you look at the Niners and look at the teams that they played so far, the Green Bay Packers are turning out not to be the best team that we thought they were. They're not the same team that they were last year. And you see the Giants have played a lot of – they played the NFC East. They played some very competitive games. I think their schedule has worked to the Giants' favor. They're playing the tougher teams. They're used to being in big games. The Niners have been on a cakewalk playing the Jets and the Buffalo Bills the last 2 weeks.
And one thing you can't do in football, and coaches know, as players we both know, you can't look at the schedule. You can't say, oh, you got Dallas, Washington, Pittsburgh. You got to look at the next day, the next practice, the next walkthrough. I mean, that's the only thing you can do to as a professional. So you took care of business. You got on a plane. As you know, it's a lot tighter when you're on the road playing against – it's you against the other team. They took care of business. Now you got to come back home next week and play another game. So I think that's a confidence. Two wins in a row, that's exactly what they need going into next week.
And especially winning today in Frisco with the Redskins and the Cowboys coming up, very impressive. All right, folks, buy and sell Giants tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Remember, don't wait. Buyers get in and sellers get paid. You are watching Giants Post Game Live presented by Timex here on My9. We've got the coach. We've got the quarterback. We've got a whole lot of guys coming up. Again, 26-3 Giants win, improved their record to 4-2. A lot more, so stay with us.
Just enough on offense to put ourselves in position, and the plus three turnovers was huge, obviously. Antrell made a couple of outstanding catches of the ball in a very difficult position and put us in point-blank range in the second half, and we did have one touchdown, but we ended up with two field goals, which somewhat disappointing for where the ball was located. But thank goodness the drive at the end of the game, using up, you know, a lot of the time of the fourth quarter, and putting the ball on the ground with consistency, with two backs running. And I understand Ahmad went over 100 yards, which is the first time in, 43 games they've had a rusher go over 100 against them. And that was good today. Very physical front of the 49ers, very physical up front for us. They hurt us with some run-through linebacker plays, untimely for us, I should say. But we were able to withstand it, and when we kicked that last field goal, we were up, by three touchdowns, and that's what I was trying to get done. So, good football game for our team. Very good football game for our team, and we the kickoff return after the half was huge. That was a momentum changing play in that we came out, we knew what we had to do offensively, and they kicked the ball off, and we had a super return. David again looked like he might go all the way. But put us in excellent field position. I think that was the drive we scored the touchdown on. So it was the two turnovers that we end up kicking field goal. But that helped an awful lot. That was very, very positive. And the thing that that was amazing to me was the third quarter didn't look like it was ever going to get over. And then we did get it into the fourth. And then the long drive at the end of the game, which used up, 8 minutes or something like that, was very, very significant in that it also told our sideline and our defensive team that the game was under control, and that what they would get was one last burst by the 49ers, and they did. They came, right back down the field.
Tom, you got a bit of a pitch in. You said this week that motivation was nobody thought you guys could win. The way your team played, what do you think they proved about what kind of team you guys are?
Well, we're a good football team, and we came out here with great purpose. We had a very good week of practice. Players are very excited about playing this game. There wasn't any doubt about the way we went through our week of practice. There was great enthusiasm, great energy every day. And the nice thing was the pounding away of the pencil on the defensive line. I think the defensive line finally decided they were going to come out and play today, and they did. Well, the offensive line for the last 2 weeks has had been shouldered with what they really want to do is run the ball. Never fails. If it's not a phone going off, it's somebody dropping over in the back. What was the question? The offensive line for the last 2 weeks, they want to run the ball, and they did run the ball very well last week and this week as well. Not easy now. Not easy. But you had to keep at it, and we did keep at it. And so you can't say enough about them just coming out, the opponent knowing we're going to run, and we still ran pretty well.
Tom, you got a bit of a lift when your offense first started getting going with Dominic, made a couple of
Really good plays.
What did that do for you guys?
Well, obviously it gave us a lift in that it moved the ball down the field, put us in position. He had two outstanding catches throughout the course of the day. The one was the comeback on the sideline. The other was the one that was contested that evidently they thought the tip of the ball hit the ground, but we didn't think it did. So he comes through for us in clutch situations. Eli's very confident of where he's going to be. Does an outstanding job. It was good to get Akeem back in action today so that he could start to get a better feel for where he is on the field as well. And Eli will be more comfortable going there. I thought we might have had him early with a deep ball in the first series that did not materialize for us.
Tom, we've seen a lot how your team responds to that. Whatever the word you want to use, mm-hmm. the theme this week, the week gives us a shot to win. That perception is obviously going to change after a game like this.
Maybe not. We're going to work hard to make sure that. We just have to play with, having played well. Understand the circumstance we're in and don't let it affect how we prepare and practice. Be excited about playing everybody. Heck, here we go now, in the division a couple of weeks in a row, and we certainly haven't done well in the division.
So can that be the theme going forward?
I'll be thinking about that on that short trip home.
Can you talk about sticking with the running game after some grinding yards, not a lot of them in the first half?
Well, I think you have to. We wanted to. We wanted the balance. Someone's mentioned no sacks. Part of that no sacks is because we run the ball, and we stayed with it. Eli does a really good job of getting the ball out of his hand, too. I mean, we had a guy right down the bow on him early in the game, and he, took a pretty good hit. But he did get rid of the ball. So it gives us good balance. And against a team like that, you've got to have the ability to have balance, because if they just tee off against one any one area, you got some issues.
What kind of rhythm do you feel like?
All right, that's a very pleased Giants head coach, Tom Coughlin, who passes Bill Parcells with the 78th victory as a Giant. But about Tom Coughlin, the only thing he's interested in is a 26-3 win today.
Yeah, I mean, we both sat here a few weeks ago, and after that Eagles loss, and you said they looked they sound a little casual after the game. They said we're still a pretty good team. But you beat Carolina, obviously lose the Eagles and beat Cleveland. But in the way in which they went about and doing their business, they really believe that they're still a good team. They didn't let anything bother them going on mentally. They stayed mentally tough. And that mental toughness has been really Coach Coughlin's has been signature. So, I mean, I want to congratulate him not only on his 78th win, but how he's gone about in winning these 78 games. And obviously two Super Bowls always helps that coaching record a little bit.
Yeah, it gets a little of the pressure off you of New York City. But one of the things that I know about Tom Coughlin after playing for him for 5 years is he doesn't care at all. He doesn't care at all about the fact that he's in the second overall. He doesn't care about those Super Bowl wins. The only thing he's focused in on is who they got to play next week, and that's the Washington Redskins right now on the flight back. I remember he'd be on the flight right behind us, and he'd be looking at game film from for the team we're going to play next. And I guarantee you he's going to be doing the exact same thing on the way back from the West Coast.
He just loves being a coach, loves the daily grind of coaching. All right, let's take care of some business, folks. This segment brought to you by Adorama, your official electronics dealer of the New York Giants. Text Adorama to 88769 for a free gift. Again, you are watching Giants Post Game Live presented by Timex here on My9. I'm Russ Salzberg along with my colleague Roman Oben and Amani Toomer, Howard Cross with us. We will talk to you in a little bit. Stay with us. Eli, player reaction is all coming up. All right, folks, guests of our post-game show here receive a gift certificate to Ben & Jack's Terrific Steakhouse with not one but two convenient locations in Manhattan for you. One's on East 44th, the other on 28th and 5th Avenue. We're talking from the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood. Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of what a great steakhouse should be. Once again, welcome to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex. I am Russ Salzberg. Right now, though, let's go back to Candlestick Park, where Paul Dottino caught up with Michael Boley and Antrell Roll coming off the field. Paul?
Well, Michael, a dominant defensive effort, probably as good as you guys can play. You didn't allow the 49ers a touchdown. How'd that happen?
Pretty much just stepping up, playing our game plan, being physical. That was the key coming in this game. We knew that they were going to come out and try to set us home early, running the ball. And, we did a good job. They got some yardage early on. It's the first couple drives. But, we stepped up and kind of put a nail in what they was doing.
Brandon Jacobs, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm all right, Dottino.
Nice to see you.
I'm all right, Dottino. Hey, it could have been a little better for me, but it was.
I understand. At least this guy didn't have to tackle you. Hey, Michael, I thought I saw 10 different personnel combinations on the first drive. Perry Fuel did a great job, I thought, of mixing and matching guys.
Great job. You know, all week, you know, we talked about the different personnel they have, you know, bringing in two tight ends, extra offensive linemen, you know, three receivers. And we did a good job of matching that. You know, Perry did a great job of putting the scheme together and putting us in the right position to make plays.
Michael Bowley, congratulations.
All right, appreciate it.
Well, and Charlie, you had a lot of confidence going into this game about the defense being a hold down this offense. What was it that you saw, and what was it you were able to execute?
Well, you know, first and foremost, you know, I understand what we have in our defensive unit. And, you know, we might not play the best of the best football at all times, but we still are a great football unit. And more importantly, you know, we trust in our coaches, we trust in our job, and we trust in each other as men.
Two interceptions for you. I mean, that's a pretty good day no matter how you cut it.
Yeah, it's a good day. You know, I was itching for one, and I was due. And, you know, God willing, I was able enough to, you know, to capture the opportunity when it presented itself. And, I mean, it's a team effort. You know, it's a team effort. The guys up front got after him a little bit, and I was able to disguise, you know, along with Stevie Brown, and I was fortunate enough to make those plays.
This was a game very few people gave the Giants a chance. So what does this do for your confidence and for your kind of swagger?
You know, it's definitely a motivation and confidence booster. I mean, we just beat a great team. There's no doubt about it. And I think there was only one analyst that gave us a chance. And I wrote it down in my notes. It was Eric Allen. He's the only one that, you know, that picked the Giants to win today. So, you know, he knows a little bit about his football. He knows what he sees.
And Charol, thanks. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, back to you guys.
All right, Paul Dottino, thank you very much. I think Tom Coughlin said it best. The defensive line decided to play. And I think, you know, the hip bone's connected to the arm bone. Well, the line, the secondary, all of a sudden, today was their best complete game together.
Yeah, when you make them run the ball, when you make the 49ers run the ball, and then you stop them running the ball, and that's what also, and then that defensive line gets to pin its ears back and go after that pass rusher, then this defensive line, that's what they're built for. They're built to rush the pass rusher and they give and put and make the quarterback throw the ball up, three interceptions today. That's exactly how this defense is really set up.
Yeah, and let's talk about what this defense has had to go through over the last few weeks. The defensive secondary has been injured, depleted by injuries, different guys, Stevie Brown, all these guys coming up. Bowley, linebacker's been injured. It was good to see Antoine Roe just having fun out there playing. I mean, these guys hadn't had fun in the last few weeks. So the two interceptions, I mean, Bowley dropped one. It could have had a four-interception day for the defense. The sacks, obviously. So as the pressure comes, the linebackers, the safeties, all of those guys all play together. One thing Antoine Roe said, they believed in the unit. They believed in each other. They trusted what Perry Fuel was been preaching the last couple of weeks, and they knew they were going to finally play together at a time where they really needed to play well the most. So it was just really good to see them having fun out there.
All right, well, we got a lot more coming up, folks. Much more player reaction. We're going to hear from Eli Manning, who again had himself one of his usual efficient games along with the receiving corps. Dominic Hickson continues to improve. Again, you are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex, here on Mine Eye. Stay with us.
Well, David, I saw that big kickoff return, which I thought was certainly a momentum builder for the Giants. Field position was huge all day.
Yeah, I told everybody in the locker room, I told Eli especially, I was going to give him a good field position. And he told me to run it all the way back. So I said, all right, I guess I'll let you chill on the sideline for a while.
And you liked those couple of runs at the end they gave you, right?
Yeah, most definitely. To get in there and you know, show the coaches that I can tote the rock and keep two hands on the ball and, you know, keep the clock running.
David Wilson, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Back to you guys.
All right, Paul Dottino with David Wilson. One of the things head coach Coughlin said right in preseason, we got to get better field position on returns. This kid, David Wilson, is making a major difference because you can see how it changes everything on offense dealing with a shorter field.
Yeah, it's always a luxury when you can have that better field position starting off, you know, kickoff, starting off possessions, 35-yard line, 40-yard line. So it's definitely an advantage.
All right. Let's go to the guy who takes advantage of that short field at the podium, quarterback Eli Manning.
We knew it was going to be a tough game, but I think we played smart football. Offensively, had some good drives, which we needed to do. Had some opportunities to get more points, had to settle for field goal a few many times, but defense played outstanding, got turnovers. Offensively, didn't turn the ball over, no sacks, no major mistakes, and we knew that was going to be the way to play to get a win.
Eli, it seemed like when Dominic made that pick, went up and got that catch of yours offensively.
Yeah, that was a big play, and the first couple of drives really hadn't got much going, and a third down, getting the ball down the field, changing the field position a little bit, and you go down and score a touchdown to Victor on a great catch in the end zone. So, after that, we kind of got a good mix of the run and pass. I think the offense line was firing off, and really they played outstanding. Great job pass protecting early on, and then the second half just controlling the line of scrimmage and running the ball. When you have a lead, that's what you need to do, and it's tough to do it against the 49ers, but we were able to do it today. Yeah, well, they played well. And it was one of those days we ran the ball really well, so we weren't, put in a position where we had to throw it over 60 times. So, ball was getting out fairly quick. Had some, I missed Akeem on the first, on the first series that, could have been a big play. But, receivers did a good job getting open on a timely fashion. Offense line were, blocking things up. We, had some, a good bit of, not too many third and long situations where we had to hold the ball. Very long back there. Yeah, we were just waiting for them to play like we know they can play, and have great confidence in them, and that they were gonna come here today, do a good job stopping the run and getting after the quarterback and getting some turnovers, and they played outstanding. They played really well, flying around. Physical game. So, when you see them play like that, hold the team to field goals early on when they were moving the ball, which is key. And then, we could just be patient offensively. We didn't think we had to force things. We didn't have to, try to make big plays. We could just, buy our time, dink and dunk. When we had some shots to hit some big plays, go after it. But it could be a little bit more conservative, run the ball, and we were able to do that.
Eli, with your receivers, some of the catches they made. Sometimes feel like they make you look good.
Oh, definitely. They definitely make me look good, and they do a great job getting open. And we have a number of talented receivers who have come in and played well. And no matter the circumstances, whoever's in there at whatever spot, if they have the one-on-one matchup, then that's my first read. And I have great faith that they're going to get open and make plays. So it was great to get Akeem back today, and had a couple of nice catches, one down the sideline in a 2-minute where he goes up and gets it. As I said earlier, I missed him on the first one, which I hate. We don't miss those very often. So we'll get back to make sure we're hitting those ones when he's open down the sideline.
So many times in the fourth quarter, what was it like in the fourth quarter actually being able to have an 8-minute drive just hand off?
That was great. That's what you want to be able to do. That's when the offensive line just takes over the game, and you can run the ball. I don't know how many times, 15 straight times it seemed like, and get first downs, get chunks, and just keep running it, wear down the defense, kick a field goal and take, as you said, I think, 7 or 8 minutes off the clock without having to throw a pass and truly just end the game. That was the drive that ended the game. And, that's what we need to be able to do in those circumstances. It's good to see that we can.
What did you see specifically from the Niners defense? It's usually so dominant that you realized early on you guys were going to be able to take
They're always a great team, and we have great players. We were just able to hit a few plays. Obviously, Hickson down the sideline, for about a 30-yard game was a big one. We were able to kind of dink and dunk and hit a few runs, and I thought the guys just gave us opportunities. We blocked up their front seven pretty well in the run and pass. It gave us time to get the ball down the field. So they're talented. They're very, very good. We just played a little bit better today. Thank you.
Well, not only did the offensive line make Eli look good, but the receivers make Eli look good, but the offensive line really did a great job for him. He had no sacks today and only one quarterback hit. Nothing like the NFC Championship game last year when he was picking himself up, straightening out his face mask.
Yeah, and that was a big point of concern going into this game. Yeah, could you keep Eli Manning on his feet? Because the championship game last week, they got hurried, sacked, or hit at least 9 times total. But you hear some of his comments at the end. You talk about the points they left on the field, the field goals. I mean, that's a leader saying, this is what we could have done better. This is what we should have done better. But no sacks, 150 yards average on the ground, time of possession against a team that's supposed to do that to you, and which is what they've done the last year and a half. So we have to tip our hats off again to how Eli was able to really manage this game, and not only manage it, but just really play well. Not the big numbers, but when they played well in spurts.
But kudos again, as you say, to the offensive line, because the big question was, how do you keep them upright? Especially that last year's NFC Championship game was one of the biggest beatings Eli Manning has ever taken in a game at any time in his career. Today, he was in pretty good shape and took care of the situation. All right, your Sports Authority question of the week.
How many Pro Football Hall of Famers do the Giants boast? Is it 27, is it 18, or is it 9? We'll have the answer coming up. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex, here on My Nine. Plenty more, so stay right where you are. All right, well, we just asked you in our Sports Authority question of the week, how many Pro Football Hall of Famers do the Giants boast? Is it 27, is it 18, or is the number 9? And the answer is number 27. That's right, 27. Sports Authority, folks, the official retail sporting goods store of the Giants. Sports Authority, all things sporting goods. Speaking of sporting goods, speaking of very good, is what Jason Pierre-Paul, who Paul Dottino caught up with just moments ago. Here they are.
Well, Jason, this was supposed to be an unstoppable 49ers offense. You wound up getting 3 turnovers and 6 sacks in what was an incredible performance. What was the key to making it happen?
Just coming out there and being the most physical, the physical team. And, you know what I mean, all week coach preached that we got to come out here and do our jobs. Don't try to do nothing extra. And that's what we did. You know, we told them we was coming. Even though nobody expected us to win, but, you know what I mean, as a team, like, we know where we stand. You know what I'm saying? We're just getting better and better each day.
You had said during the week, as did Justin Tuck, you guys as D-linemen were not having a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Was it fun today, and what made it change?
It was fun today, you know what I mean? But it could be better, you know what I mean, as a defense. You know, we still got guys out like Chris Canty, Rocky Bernard. Know how to play a little bit 3 technique today. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is. But once those guys come back, you know, we're going to get rolling again, and that's what we need. You know, they was out, and, you know, for them to be out and still win this game, that's a big thing. You know what I mean?
And still, as always, Coach says, you got to stop the run first. They only held them to, like, 85 yards, I think, rushing. They were averaging 195. Mm-hmm. Was it all about discipline and staying in your assignments?
Like you said, it was all about discipline and seeing what they're going to do. You know, hold out or contain, hold the edges, set the edges, you know, play in the middle, you know, don't let them run up the middle. And we was doing that. You know, yeah, they got a couple of runs here and there, but we still hold them to over, under 100 yards, and that's good.
Jason Pierre-Paul, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul Dottino, thank you, and welcome to Giants Post Game Live. I should say back to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex. We're here at the Timex Performance Center. Talk about those 6 sacks by the D-line today and starting to impose their will.
Yeah, and I think the defensive line was almost in a batter slump. I mean, they'd gotten a lot of heat, not having a lot of sacks. Up until last week, they only had 3.5 sacks for the year, but today they came back with 6. But where did all those sacks came from? JPP had 2. Lamville Joseph had his sacks. Kiwi had a sack. Williams had. And then Adrian Tracy has the 6th one. So it really shows all of them just kept believing in what they were going to do. They weren't saying, hey, we're not getting it done. And I was really happy to see not only the sack production, but where all those sacks came from.
What impressed me the most was how they stopped the run. I mean, they didn't really do a great job last week versus the Cleveland Browns stopping the run. But this week, they held the San Francisco 49ers, a much more noted running game, to only 80 yards. And Frank Gore only had 36 of those. And one of the reasons why they could do that was the offense does its job by getting points on the board and forcing Alex Smith to try and take control of this game. And obviously, that's the Achilles heel of this 49ers team.
All right, speaking of the offense, a very key component of that offense is number 80, the Pride of Patterson, New Jersey, Victor Cruz. Paul Dottino caught up with him a short while ago as well.
We just made a statement that we came out here and played against a good team and made a good, had some good plays and came out here and won the football game. So the statement we made was just, you know, that we're here to stay and that we put together some good drives and we have a very good offense.
Do you think that,
I hope so. I mean, I honestly could care less personally. We just want to go out there and know what we want to do as a football team. And we know what we have in our locker room. And we just want to continue to put that talent on the field each and every weekend.
Was there just a little bit of gamemanship during the week between Harbaugh and the offensive coordinator? Did you guys pay attention to that? Did that fire you up? Did you
not really. It kind of came out late, so we kind of didn't even feel a way about it either way. It's just kind of one of those things where you hear about it and you kind of just keep going throughout your day and throughout your game plan.
What did you see specifically from a Niners defense that has been so stifling all season that you were able to capitalize on?
We picked our points and times where we wanted to attack. I think they did a good job of mixing it up from the last time we played them, at least, and from we've seen on film. So we just had to pick our poison, kind of get a feel on what they were doing throughout the game. And Coach Gilbride dialed up some really good plays, and we were able to move the ball pretty easily.
And I'm sure when Victor Cruz limped off the field with a bum knee and for a little bit there, a whole lot of people, especially watching in Paterson, New Jersey, were holding their collective breaths. But all's what it ends well. Again, 26-3, Giants to victory. You are watching Giants Post Game Live presented by Timex here on My9. Stay with us. More coming up. All right, good news, fans. With this Giants victory, you'll be able to buy any 6-inch or foot-long sub and get any 6-inch or foot-long sub of equal or lesser price free. Go to Giants.com/Subway to print your free Subway coupon. Subway, the official restaurant of Justin Tuck, the New York Giants, and athletes everywhere. All right, what do you say we go back to Candlestick Park and hear from the little big man, Ahmad Bradshaw, at the podium?
It really wasn't. I knew my O-line was coming out to fight today. When Henry was in there, he led me to the hose, man. And they gave us a couple creases. And we were able to make a couple big plays. My hat goes off to those guys. They showed me the way today. We know we got each other's back. Just stick to the run, and something's going to open. We knew when we came out second half, we knew if we came out strong and ran the ball that we can make some things happen. And we came in, talked about it halftime, and we were able to figure some things out.
Ahmad, would you think you wore them down in the fourth quarter?
I think so. We just kept fighting. And anybody I want to fight with is these guys.
Why is that your coach's theme this week, which nobody's giving you guys a chance to win? What kind of statement have you guys made to everybody to watch?
Well, like I said, we got each other's back, man. This team fights, all week just to prepare for it, any team we play. And we knew we were going to come out for it with a physical battle today. And we just want to set the statement today to show everybody that we're a great team.
A lot of you guys have been using the word fight. I mean, is that a theme of a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been all year. We're going to fight to the end. Coach Coughlin came in yesterday saying that, we're just going to fight together. And we knew it was going to be a dog fight today. We just had to finish, and that's what we did today.
All right, well, it's no secret why he's having such a good – you can talk about the offensive line and, that old saying, feet don't fail me now. His feet are the best they've ever been in his entire career since he's a Giant.
Well, you talk about his feet. I mean, he's always been that type of back that plays a lot bigger than his size. Foot injury last year, 650 yards, missed four games. This year he had to nurse the neck. So with nursing a foot and neck, half of his rushing yards, I said this earlier, half of the rushing yards he had last year, he's had in the last two games. So this is a nice stretch here for Ahmad Bradshaw and a running game that definitely needed to improve. So I'm really looking forward to the confidence that he's had these last two games and how that offensive line is even going to start to play better in a time where the Giants team and Kevin Gilbride, they're going to need them to play this way down the stretch with these teams they got coming up.
Yeah, this is Kevin Gilbride. This is what he wants to do. He wants to be 50-50 run and pass. He doesn't want to rely too heavily on the pass because the pass is not something that this offensive line is really built to pass block just going off of the 7-step drop. The play action is what they really want to do. And Ahmad Bradshaw is really enabling them to do what they want to do and keep on pace and not allow the defensive line just to pin their ears back and come.
All right, well, from the offense, let's now talk some more defense. Let's go to Paul Dottino, who caught up with Mathias Kiwanuka.
Well, Mathias, I don't know whether to call you a linebacker or a defensive end or a defensive tackle. It seems like you were really a chameleon today, and it really worked to this defense's advantage. The Niners didn't know what was coming.
Yeah, I mean that's part of being a New York Giant. These days, guys are being asked to play different positions, and, I'm just one of those guys. So, we're just glad we came out with the win, whatever it takes.
It was earlier in the week when Jason Pierre-Paul and Justin Tuck talked about you guys not having fun, especially the D-line. What was it today that you saw that allowed you to energize yourselves to do the kind of things that you were able to do? Six sacks is a lot.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a lot. But, a lot of that comes with, you know, our secondary playing really big. You have a role coming up with two picks. You have, you know, other guys stepping up in key roles. And then, you know, you put the special teams performance out there, too. It gives us the ability to play from a position of strength. You know, we're up ahead on them. They have to pass the ball. We know they have to pass the ball. So we get to go out there and just rush the passer. That's what's fun.
The assumption was that the Niners wanted payback for you beating them in the playoffs last year and that you'd come in into their house and they're going to be foaming at the mouth. Yet it seemed to me you guys not only matched their energy and intensity, you might have actually overwhelmed them. How'd that happen?
It was a hard-fought game. You know, I'm not going to lie. When you leave this stadium, you know you played, you know, a contender. You know you played a great team. They're a physical team, and we knew we had to, you know, exploit our matchups, and we did that. But, you know, there was no light win out there for us today. We definitely had to work for it.
Nice, Kiwanuka. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you. Once again, 26-3, Giants a final. I think without a doubt, folks, this is the Giants' most complete performance of the season. Offense, defense, special teams, Hines with the four field goals, Wilson's with the return. It's all working for the Big Blue. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex here on My Nine. I'm Russ Salzberg, along with Roman Oman, Amani Toomer. And, hey, again, Giants made sure not to leave their hearts in San Francisco. Stay with us. We're coming back.
You know, it sparked the offense. You know, we feed off each other, and we got great guys and great playmakers all over our offense that can step up at any time. So, you know, we feed off each other, and when guys make big catches like that, it gets everybody else going.
How did it feel? How do you feel coming out of this game?
You know, I feel good. You know, I know it'll get better as weeks go on. You know, I expect to come out here and be great, you know, my first game back. But, you know, I know it'll get better by next week and the week after that. You know, it just takes time. You know, it wasn't feeling great, but, you know, when I'm playing, I don't think about pain. You know, I just think about playing. So, you know, I wasn't really thinking about it.
Did you have to change your game at all and play more kind of post up on the basketball?
Nah, man, I just tried to go out there and, you know, just play football, man. I didn't think about it as, you know, to change my game. You know, we knew what we were capable of doing coming into this game, and I knew what I was capable of doing. So, you know, They played some different coverages trying to take me and Cruz away certain times, but, you know, other guys stepped up.
Is it no longer a surprise to you that you guys?
I'll tell you what, I don't think we can minimize the three catches. One was a tremendous catch by Hakeem Nicks. Look, it was pass interference on it as well, but to see him come back, he's a tough guy, and let's not minimize how important he is. A lot of guys have been stepping up, but he's the man out there, along with Victor Cruz.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think, Amani, we've got to get some shades like Bradshaw and Nicks. It must be really bright in San Francisco in that
press conference.
Yeah, exactly. But, hey, you're right, Russ. I mean, those are as meaningful of three catches for 44 yards that we saw today. I mean, you're talking about a guy that didn't even get any action until the fourth preseason game. You know, had big games earlier in the season. He's been out for a couple weeks. I mean, he didn't look 100% today, but it just shows how hard he's worked to come back. And that's just going to be another weapon, really, for this offense as he gets healthier. You've seen Barton. You've seen some of these younger guys, Randall, some of these younger guys come back. Hickson's back. But obviously, Hakeem Nicks is a very, very big part of this offense. So it's good to see him out there today.
It's important. I mean, to see a guy who's had some injury struggles come out and keep playing and not give up and not quit. It's a big lift. Those three is much more than just those three catches. I know how hard it is for a receiver to play with knee injuries, to play with foot injuries, because you're pretty much using those to get open. Those are what you use to create that separation. And he's struggling out there a little bit, but it was good just to see him out there making plays, not giving any excuses. He limped a little bit too much for me sometimes, but still, he had a hell of a performance.
Well, I'm sure he's going to wake up sore, but the bottom line is, most football players do on a Monday morning. But let's take a look and see, because the Giants got themselves a great deal of help this afternoon on the scoreboard. If you take a look in OT, Lions do the Giants a favor. They knock off the Philadelphia Eagles. Baltimore does the Giants a favor. They take care of business with the Cowboys. And Minnesota actually had a 9-0 lead, but the Redskins came back. RG3, very impressive this afternoon, leading the Redskins to a 38-26 victory there. So if you look at the standings, your New York Giants are in sole possession of first place with a record of 4-2, followed by the Eagles at 3-3, the Redskins 3-3, who they will be playing next week, trailing the pack, the Dallas Cowboys at 2-3. And I really don't think you can minimize how important today's win was to go into San Francisco when you have two division opponents coming up, Redskins next week, at MetLife, then in Dallas. And don't forget, the Giants had lost already two division games. So today was tremendous. The fact that they go into the next two games in first place is a very big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it also shows, and Russ, I was rooting for Detroit and Baltimore today to get their jobs done. But it also shows that you can't worry about the schedule and what other teams are doing. You just have to take care of your business because, obviously, the Giants, they'll play Dallas again. They got to play Washington twice. They will play the Eagles at the end of the season. So you take care of your business week to week. You know, the conference and the division, the way everything lines up, that happens. That takes care of itself. And you beat San Francisco today also. I mean, let's say Arizona wins that division and the 49ers are a wild card team. The Giants have the up. They've got to come here in January. And we're not getting ahead of ourselves in January, but it just shows what these victories mean down the line. So you just have to take care of your business one week at a time, Imani, as you look at this schedule.
Yeah, what I'm really focusing on is that next week versus Washington. The Washington Redskins are on fire. RG3 is really starting to galvanize that whole fan base. And then what that does for a team, sometimes the fans and the excitement that one player brings could elevate their game. They need to focus in on stopping RG3. They can enjoy this win now. But let's say when they get to Colorado on the flight back, they start thinking about RG3.
Well, let's just make sure that RG3 watches what they did to Cam Newton a couple weeks ago. So I definitely know that defense will be ready for the Redskins next week.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, RG3 this afternoon, I believe late in the game when it was still in doubt, ran from scrimmage. I think it was either 78 or 72 yards. I mean, you know, he's an outstanding player, and he certainly helped the Washington Redskins. It's a very big – you know what? They're all big games all the time.
They're all big games, and one thing that when I was playing that I hated was to go up against a running quarterback because they have – you know, teams have an app. They can – defense coordinators have an app to stop a pocket passer, but they don't have an app to stop for a guy. If you have everybody blanketed, he finds a crease and gets and runs 78 yards. RG3 is a threat, and hopefully the Niners, the Giants next week will focus in on staying in their rush lanes like they didn't do a couple weeks ago, and it really cost them against the Eagles.
Well, I think that's why playing against Cam Newton earlier in the season, playing against Michael Vick, I think now they're ready for RG3, you know, in that regard. So it's a good game, a two-game winning streak. You have the confidence. You saw the sacks. You saw the interceptions today. You see the way the offensive line is playing, and this is the confidence you need in this stretch of the season. So congratulations again to the team, obviously to Coach Coughlin, the 78 wins. You're starting to see a complete football team, Russ.
All right, well, again, it's going to be a big game next week. It should be fun. So mark it down on your schedule. Giants and the Redskins, that's Sunday, 1 p.m. at MetLife Stadium. Over on sister station Fox 5 is the big game. And the moment the game ends, you're going to want to flip right over here to My9 for our Giants postgame live show, where since we're at the stadium next week, we'll be on the stage at MetLife Central on new digs. Again, for Russ, I'm Russ Salzberg. For Monty Toomer and Roman Oben, Howard Cross, thanks for watching. We will see you next week. It'll be Giants-Redskins at MetLife Stadium. Thanks for being here, folks.